When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras, and now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, mysevenchakras.com. And it is a beautiful morning here in Vancouver today. It's dark outside. I have completed my morning routine and here I am at my recording station recording this session. Today is part two of our two-part series called The Hidden Power of Constraints. Now, in the last episode, I alluded to the fact that there might be some hidden benefit of meeting your pain or lack or challenge where it is, rather than hoping and praying that this constraint or constraints might go away from your life as soon as possible. And I wanted this series to be like a reflection where you get an opportunity to look at some of the constraints and limitations that you have in your life right now. And that's exactly why I kept that particular episode shorter, so that you could listen to it multiple times if required, and then, you know, make that list. And many of you reached out to me with your list of constraints, and I found that pretty interesting. So in today's episode, we're going to explore some of the different areas where people voluntarily go into periods of lack or constraints, and we're going to find out if there is a theme here. Because again, my goal in this episode is to help you, that's right, you Action Tribe, experience a paradigm shift in your life as you look at your challenges in a whole new light. Because like Dr. Wayne Dyer once said, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at begin to change as well. And through this episode, I want to prove this very phenomenon to you. Sounds good? So here are some of the responses that I got when I asked you to reach out to me with your list of constraints, your challenges, or your areas of lack. So Kira or Kyra says she experiences lack in the following areas: lack of connection with spirit and source, lack of discipline, lack of finances, lack of healing from unintentional hurt. And Sarah mentioned lack of financial abundance related to lack of financial discipline. And Renu mentioned lack of abundance with regards to her relationship with her daughter, her husband, lack of stability in the form of a permanent job, which is causing her to worry, and lack of a loving relationship with herself. So in the same way, whatever lack that you feel that you have in your life right now, take a moment to really hold it in your mind, because this is going to be an interactive session. Alright, so just keep it there for a few minutes. You know, throughout history, people have found that an experience of constraints or lack or challenges can actually strengthen your spirit and allow you to appreciate that resource to a higher level in your life. Think about the hundred or thousands of mountaineers who aspire to scale Mount Everest every year. Now, to the logical mind, one that is new to this field, one might think voluntarily putting yourself in a place where there is little oxygen, extreme cold temperatures, dangerous cracks and holes and fissures that someone can just fall into, that would appear insane and crazy. They would say, why would you do that? Why would you put your life at risk like that. But only the mountaineer knows what it feels like to go to the dark abyss and come back to share the story of adventure and heroism. You know, one of my distant uncles, who was a professor at Harvard and happened to share the same name as my dad, Jai Kumar, died in a mountaineering expedition down in Ecuador. Only the mountaineer knows the thrill and the high experienced at the edge of one's comfort zone like that. And when these people are back in the normal world, I'm sure they appreciate ordinary stuff like oxygen and warmth and comfort that others take for granted. Patanjali, the one who wrote the Yoga Sutras thousands of years back, knew the importance of deprivation and constraints when he expounded on the benefits of restricting your breath, restricting your senses, your food, your sexual energy, your thoughts, and your inner fire. Pranayam, restriction of breath. Pratyahara, restriction of sensory exposure. Brahmacharya, restriction of sexual intercourse. Again, to the rational mind, this would seem like a whole waste of time. One might say, if you have access to your breath, to the multi-sensory world that we live in, to all the food that you can afford or have access to, why would you not indulge, right? Again, the ancient rishis of India back in the days when there was no social media knew the benefit that one could accrue when one voluntarily restricts access to resources that make life richer. These days, people spend hundreds of dollars to lay in a sensory deprivation tank. Again, this is a micro example of someone voluntarily depriving themselves of the richness of life, of touch, of hearing, of sight. Why would someone do that? Because only when you have the experience of not having something are you truly able to appreciate how beautifully that resource or resources enhance the quality of your life. Now, this idea could be extended to your present lack of love, health, happiness, a job, or even finances. Remember, everything that is taking place in your life is happening for a reason. Another huge benefit of constraints are that they restrict your options. So in a way, they allow you to narrow down and focus. And I don't know about you, but I don't like those extra long menus that some restaurants have because they are so overwhelming with so many options to choose from. So don't underestimate the universe's capacity to guide you in a particular direction. Here's a question to ponder. What if the universe really wants to give you an abundance of everything that you desire? An abundance of wealth, of health, of love, of appreciation, of happiness, and much more. Whatever you can dream of, that it is. But it just isn't sure that you'll be able to handle all of that abundance just yet. So it is providing you this experience so that you know what the experience of lack feels like and you prepare yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually for all the abundance that is coming your way as I'm saying these words to you. Let me give you an example. Think about people who win the lottery. They win $5 million or $10 million or $20 million. And what happens in a few years? In so many cases, we hear in the news, we find that they've spent or squandered all that wealth and are broke once again. Why is that? Because they haven't yet mastered the ability to handle and to grow the energy of money. And because they did not respect it, it left as quickly as it entered into their life. Action Tribe, the presence of money does not make you rich. Let me say that again. I found through numerous interviews that the presence of money or cash does not make you rich. Being rich is firstly an identity shift, and that's the reason why you have so many millionaires who lose all their money for one reason or the other, but then bounce back within a few months or even years. That's because they lose the money, the cash, but they don't lose their identity of who they are. The point I'm trying to make, action taker, and this is a channeled message for whoever is listening to this episode right now. I'm talking to you right now, so don't be surprised. But the universe wants to provide you everything that you desire in life. But you just need to prove that you are ready for it. And this phase that you're in, this phase of constraints, this phase of lack, this phase of incredible challenges is an experience that will allow you to develop the spiritual discipline needed for your next phase of life, that which will be full of abundance. Because when you come out of the darkness, you're going to shine like 1,000 blazing suns. So don't try to deny what you're experiencing right now. Instead, embrace it. Pull it closer to you. Feel it. Breathe into it. Love it. Cherish it. Because when the universe notices your emotions, that you're not resisting, you're not whining, you're not complaining, you're not groaning, but instead you're receiving everything that is in your life with grace and gratitude and fulfillment and happiness, that's when there will be a shift, because you have proven to the universe that you have indeed understood this lesson and the significance of it, and that you are ready to move into the next phase of your life, the phase of abundance. And the one factor that determines whether or not you're enjoying this phase of constraints in your life is that factor of choice. The mountaineer who voluntarily has chosen to scale Mount Everest, even though he or she knows that it's dark, it is extremely cold, it is dangerous, and it's tough, because they know deep down that life will not always be that way. When they are on the peak of life, they will experience the thrill, the happiness, the accomplishment, the joy that others cannot feel. So what about you, Action Tribe? Do you believe in some way or the other, through an intricate series of micro decisions and thoughts and emotions that are too complex for the human mind to comprehend, but do you believe that you have chosen to experience this phase? I encourage you to say yes to life, because if you do, then life will never be the same again. So Action Tribe, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, then just send me a quick email telling me what you enjoyed most about this two-part series and if you've experienced any shifts so far in your life. I spent a lot of time meditating and channeling and recording for these episodes, so your emails and messages definitely make my day. My email is aj@my7chakras.com, aj@my7chakras.com. So reach out and I promise that I will reply and connect with you. Now, if you're on Instagram, then make sure that you tag me with a screenshot of this episode so that I can share it with our community. My Insta is @my7chakras. That's @my7chakras. And if you don't have Instagram, then just tell one new person about this episode. Just one. And as we close, Action Tribe, if you like this exploration of energy, then you will definitely love our soon-to-launch mentorship program called the Action Tribe Inner Circle, where I've invited some really gifted and world-class mentors to train our members in the areas of energy, particularly healing, awakening, and abundance. And this won't be a course, but a membership experience, so you can expect the prices to be really affordable and comfortable for everyone. And we are covering some really transformational topics in there, so if you're curious, then visit my7chakras.com/waitlist and just sign up there. my7chakras.com/waitlist. And in the next episode, I plan to talk about my experience of waking up at 5 a.m. for 30 days straight. If you're excited to learn about my experience, then reach out and let me know. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my7chakras.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.